This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Fasting in general is a great weapon against a person's desire. Fasting is a great weapon against a person's desire. The haram desire I'm speaking about. And you know, how many people today complain that they cannot control their desire? They cannot control their gaze, especially when it's the months of summer, or, you know, with plenty of fitan around in the world, especially the mobile phones, how everyone could sit in a room and watch what's haram on hours and hours on end. Not only that, people are watching the haram at work. People are watching the haram while they drive their cars, not fearing that Allah Azza wa Jal could send upon them anything that would destroy them at that moment. Yani, a long time ago, when there were only desktops, people would watch the haram in their house. Now when it's on the phone, people are watching the haram in their car, in the bathroom, in the workplace. Allahu Akbar. And I don't know of any case of a person watching something haram in the masjid, but it's not far-fetched. Allahu Akbar. People could do anything. Well, shaitan has deceived and fooled the people. Even fasting is a great weapon against a person's desire. Fasting destroys the desire. Fasting gives you control over your desire. It gives you control over your uncontrolled desire and uncontrolled gaze. Where's the proof for this? Where's the proof for this? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, you know, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised the person that's unable to marry, that's unable to find someone to get married to, what did he advise him? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised such people that don't have the means to get married, let's say he doesn't have money, he didn't find a spouse yet, or whatever it is, he said to him, فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ, then commit to fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءَ, because fasting, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is a means to control and reduce a person's sexual desire. Allahu Akbar. Then this is why you need to fast 3 days of every month, to control your desire, to suppress this desire that's going to destroy you, my brother and sister in Islam, if you don't do anything about it. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ, commit to fasting. فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ وَأَحْصَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ, because fasting is a means that will control a person's gaze, and it'll protect his private parts. It'll protect him from az-zina and from doing anything haram, just like zina in where a person fulfills his desire. This is the effect of fasting, and it's experienced. I don't need to sit down and explain to you how this happens. Anyone that fasts realizes that he's able to control his desire much more than a person that is not fasting. This is very true, my brothers and sisters in Islam. A fasting person has more control over his gaze and over his tongue and over his desire more than a person that is not fasting. You know why? Why? Why so? Because a fasting person truly and genuinely fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where's the proof for this? You know, in Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about fasting, and he said that fasting has been prescribed upon you, just like it was prescribed upon those before you. Why? What was the purpose of fasting? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may attain taqwa. That was the purpose of fasting. The purpose of fasting is to attain taqwa. So a fasting person is truly and genuinely fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A fasting person, if we told him, go to your room, no one will see you, go to your room and eat something, would he do it? Would a fasting person go to his room when he knows no one is watching him and eat? Would he do it? Wallahi, he will not do it. And if we ask him, why didn't you eat when no one was in the room to see you? He would say, wallahi, he would say, because Allah is watching over me. Allah, Allahu Akbar. Where did this taqwa come from? That's what fasting does. It puts that taqwa inside the people. And so as a result, this is why I'm saying a fasting person has control over his gaze. He knows how to lower his gaze and turn away from looking at that which is haram. And a fasting person is able to control his desire. Because if the gaze is controlled, if you're not looking at what's haram, then bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, your private part will not be engaged in that which is haram. Subhanallah. So this is the second reason for why we should commit to this fasting, especially for those people who have this problem in where they cannot control their desire, or people that are finding it difficult to get married because they don't have the financial means to do so, or they haven't found the right spouse yet.